A fire at a migration detention center on the U.S.-Mexico border killed at least 39 people last night in Juarez, a reminder of the many dangers that migrants face when they're seeking asylum. For many, the journey doesn't end after entering the U.S. Many Central Americans continue on to Canada, where asylum claims are often processed more quickly. But a new policy unveiled Friday by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and President Biden is tightening restrictions. For the first time in decades, migrants can no longer claim asylum after crossing Canada's land border, but with a few exceptions. And those who are caught permanently lose the right to ever make an asylum claim to Canada in the future. Dr. Myron Glick joins us now. He's CEO of Jericho Road Community Health Center in Buffalo, New York. The shelter served nearly 2,000 migrants seeking asylum last year alone. Dr. Glick, thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
We constantly hear about migrants crossing into the US from Mexico at the southern border. Tell us who's coming to the Canadian border to try and claim asylum from the US.
Well, what we find at the shelter that we run called Vive is that the same people that are crossing the southern border are also coming through Buffalo, and many of them are trying to get into Canada. In fact, our work has been referenced as the new Underground Railroad. In other words, there's this pathway from the southern border all the way up to Canada, and some of these folks come through Buffalo and visit our shelter.
Explain to us, Dr. Glick, why people are taking this so-called Underground Railroad once they've crossed the southern border to come to try and get to Canada. Why not claim asylum in the U.S.?
Well, first of all, our asylum-seeking process is pretty broken in this country. There's a huge backlog of cases. It's difficult for folks to get in front of a judge. It may take several years. And in the meantime, people living in the shadows, it's not always safe. And so Canada in the past has been sort of a beacon, has more relaxed immigration policy. And so it always draws people up to it.
Now, prior to this policy change on Friday, how did it work for migrants arriving first, say, to your shelter and then on to the border crossing?
Sure. When folks arrive at our shelter, if they have a family member who's legally in Canada, then it's a pretty straightforward process. But then about 50% of the folks that want to get into Canada don't have relatives in Canada. And so these are the ones who would then proceed up to the Roxham border crossing to get into Canada and then to be accepted as asylum seekers there.
We've seen reports of migrants still coming and trying at the Roxham Road border crossing, which is a spot just south of Montreal. Have you seen what's happening? Are they allowed to cross? Are people coming back to your shelter unsuccessful?
So far what we are hearing is that they're in detention in Canada and will be processed and then reintroduced into the United States. And we assume that some will come back to our shelter here in Buffalo. We've not actually gotten any folks yet. That's our assumption that that will happen.
Yeah. Do you think, Dr. Glick, that people will stop coming now that the policy says they cannot cross the border to claim asylum in Canada?
I think, you know, the bigger picture is we have to look at what's happening in our world. And our world is broken. There's so much suffering in places like Afghanistan and Haiti and some of the Central American countries. And as long as there's this suffering, as long as people are not safe and have to leave their home, there's always going to be a pressure on the West to accept folks who come to their borders as immigrants. So I think this may change the routes a little bit, but I don't think it will stem the tide of folks who are just desperately looking for a safe place to live.
Yeah, we've seen lots of families arriving there. People take a bus from New York City to get up to near the border region or to your shelter. And I'm just wondering, do you think they will still try to cross, given that it is still a little easier to seek asylum in Canada and maybe look for alternate parts of the border to cross at?
Yeah, I mean, our assumption is that probably more for now will stay at our shelter and try to get asylum status here in the United States. But as their cases are denied or as this process drags on, I think there still will be this pressure to get into Canada, and that there will be other border crossings that people will try. It won't be nearly as safe, and that is one of the major critiques of this move by our governments. I mean, we know that this long journey that so many asylum seekers take is fraught with danger. Yesterday was a classic example. 40 people died in a Mexican facility because of a fire. You know, we hear stories all the time of people suffering along the way and even dying. And I don't think that will change, and this rule will just make it more likely that people will suffer.
Dr. Myron Glick is the founder and CEO of Jericho Road Community Health Center in Buffalo, New York. Dr. Glick, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.